Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to the Men's Bloom podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Clarkson. This is my first time, if you're watching with video, this is my first time like recording a podcast episode with video that wasn't a Zoom meeting. So there's a learning curve here. I feel like I don't know where to look, and I feel like I keep looking away from the camera to view myself, and I don't need to. I'm in the camera. I'm actually going to switch over to my notes so that I'm not even looking at a video of myself right now. So there's a little hack if you struggle with that. Anyways, trying to make eye contact with the little blue light of my webcam lens. Okay, I'm having one of those days. Things are so weird around here for me. I'm doing a lot of somatic and like energy work and practicing new relaxation techniques. We've been talking a lot about how like the weather really affects me and it really affects my motivation and stuff. And it's been all sunny and springtime and things are blooming and now it's raining. So there's like this, it's like a power shift going on within. I don't know if you guys experience that. I'd love to hear your experiences with that, honestly. I have been back and forth about recording this episode. I've been wanting to do this one for a long time. Like, it's been in my content calendar and it keeps getting like pushed here and there. It's one of those things. It's a topic that's so good that like we need to hear it and it's so important, and I think about it literally every single day. Multiple times a day I think about wanting to share this with you, and I just kept getting more and more ideas of like wanting to share more and more and more, to the point where I was like, I'm not ready to sit down and record a podcast about that because there's so much more I want to say and there's so many other things I want to learn first, and I want to get clarity on so many things before I dive into it. And you know what? I'm just going to simplify it. And if y'all want clarity on anything, you want me to dive more into it, let me know exactly specifics and I'll do that. I'd love for this episode to, you know, branch out and create more episodes based on this topic of releasing stress as an overwhelmed, overstimulated mom. Okay, there's a couple of key practices that I've been incorporating like throughout my day that really have shifted things. And I'm really into paying attention to like micro habits that make little tiny shifts, like changing your life on a molecular level, so that it like snowballs into this big, huge change that came from one new, small adjustment in your life, really. I want to talk about releasing stress, not relieving stress, not managing stress. All right. I hate the term stress management because that kind of insists that you have to have the stress and then just like, you know, tell it what to do when it's there. Like, you manage employees, you manage your home. You don't manage things that you want to get rid of, right? You manage your money. We don't want to manage our stress. We want to eliminate stress, honestly. And a way to eliminate stress is not just to relieve it, because I see stress relief, relieving stress, as eliminating stressors, you know, like what's causing the stress, getting rid of that. And a lot of times for an overstimulated mom, you cannot eliminate your stressors. In many, many cases, that would be considered, you know, homicide, right? We cannot eliminate a lot of the stressors in our life because they are tiny humans that we created ourselves. Or, you know, the stress of making dinner for your family. You can't just not feed them at all. But I have been shifting my mindset around that and making things so much more simpler that I have let go of a lot of that. Realized, you know, in my natural state, I am a girl dinner kind of girl. So why not just elevate girl dinner and like serve that to my family? So I've been doing that, and I've just been like, I'm just going to cook up rice and I'm going to stick a meat and a vegetable in the oven and call it good. You guys can arrange it however you want. You can turn it into a rice bowl. You can turn it into a pasta. You can turn it into tacos. I don't care what you do with it. I cooked meat. I cooked vegetables. You just do your thing with it. I don't care. I'm not going to decide exactly what everyone eats all of the time anymore. It's like, I'm just going to make something simple, and if you want more, you can get more. Everyone in my house is capable of getting more food for themselves. So I am eliminating that right there. But we kind of segued. That wasn't the point of this. we're good at that, right? But I guess it needed to be said, right? Anyways, so relieving stress is getting rid of stressors to me. Eliminating the stressors or limiting them in a lot of ways. And so sometimes we can't do that. But here's the thing is, even if you can relieve a lot of the stress in your life and you can remove new stress, what happens to the stress that's already inside your body? What about the stress you feel over things that you can't control, you know, like other human beings and such? That is where stress release comes into play. And there's a couple things you can do that I highly recommend, but they do involve leaving your house typically and spending money. Deep tissue massage. That is one that I will say. Mother's Day is coming up. Ask for a massage if you have not gotten a massage. We should be getting massages regularly. And honestly, it's like government should pay for moms to have a massage every 6 weeks for the rest of their lives, or, you know, until your kids turn 18. That should just be like a tax reimbursement for us. I would love to see maternal health care change like that. That'd be pretty neat. I'm gonna keep dreaming for that though. Let's make something like that happen, right? Really change the world by relieving the stress for moms. It's not some, like, deep massages are not, if you've never had one, you don't know. I always thought they were like this bougie kind of extra thing that someone might get, and that, you know, it wasn't for me. Growing up, I never knew anyone who got massages regularly. And now I get them every couple months. Try to get them before big holidays, things like that. And oh my gosh, it is so good. So good to like feel the tension. Because as moms, we hold a lot of tension in our physical bodies. And no matter what you do mindset wise, if that tension is still in your body, it's still gonna be there. Like, I like to say stress is a choice. I like to say we don't have to feel stress. Stress is a feeling. But stress also turns into tension in your body. It turns into tight muscles. It turns into tight hips. And it starts affecting you in all kinds of other ways, which I'm starting to learn so much more about with, like, the nervous system and how, like, the body and the mind and the psyche, like, everything working together, and then how it translates, like, into the outside world around us on, like, a molecular level. And it's so exciting to be, like, blowing my mind with new information. But stress relief, stress release, we've got to let it out of your body, okay? And I know everyone can't go get a massage right now. Seriously, ask for one for Mother's Day. Find yourself a good masseuse that you trust and you love. And, like, I've got two in my back pocket that are local that I adore. And I've also had massages where I would not go back. So there's that. If you had a massage one time and it was bad, it was probably just not the right masseuse for you. Maybe not the right style of massage for you. Something like that. I don't know. Try again. Get out of here, cat. My cat's trying to get up in my business. All right. She's gone. Okay. But here's what you can do right now, every day, just to help release the stress. As it comes up, as it happens, try to keep it from manifesting itself inside your body. Try to keep it from, you know, getting bigger and building up into this tension that just, like, builds and builds and builds. Because, oh my gosh, like, where do you hold tension in your body? Usually you can touch the muscles and know. For me, it's like I'll hold it in the back of my neck until I get a headache. Or I will hold it, like, in my glutes and in my hips. And I'll hold so much tension in my hips that it, like, actually screws up the alignment of my hips, and it will make one leg shorter than the other, and then it gives me all kinds of knee problems and then all kinds of back problems. Seriously, and it comes from just over-tightened muscles, which comes from stress. So that's fun. I've got a great chiropractor that helps with that. That's the other thing. I think I said there was two things that would cost money, is a chiropractor. One who specifically will actually massage and explain to you, like, hey, this muscle system is screwed up. Let's reset that. Not just someone who wants to, like, align your spine. Because I know a lot of people think that that's not even a real thing. I've heard a lot of chiropractors admit, like, aligning your spine is not a real thing. But if you find yourself a chiropractor who will explain to you, like, hey, this muscle system is screwed up. You're holding tension over here. Let's loosen that because it's making you off balance. That kind of thing. And I've had chiropractors who didn't do that. And I have a new one now that I've been with her for like 3 years. Four. More. I've been with her since I was pregnant. So it's been at least four and a half years. Find yourself some good physical support system in your life. But as far as things that do not cost money, here's the one exercise. I know I've made you wait 10 minutes before getting to it. The one thing I do all day, every day, and what has me thinking about this episode all the time for stress release is like this cleansing breath is how I think of it that I do. I tend to feel like clenching my jaw. That has been something I've done when stressed a lot. And like clenching the jaw will lean into like shoulder tension, and I'll just start holding all this stress inside my body. So I do a cleansing breath. And I actually like will visualize when I'm doing this is like breathing in goodness and lightness, breathing in the calm. It's just a big, deep breath in the nose or in the mouth. It doesn't really matter. And as I breathe out, I will feel the tension leave my body. I will feel muscles relax. I will envision like this audible, I'll have like an audible exhale. And I will picture like blowing a bubble that's filled with all my stress and watching it flow away. Or picture like blowing out a dandelion. And your stress is just exiting and leaving and dispersing off to the universe to be translated into a new type of energy. But that is one thing I do multiple times a day. Anytime I catch myself clenching in my jaw or, you know, tightening up in my shoulders, when I notice that, like, I don't even have to feel anxious about anything, something stressful doesn't have to be happening. I have had generalized anxiety disorder most of my life, so, like, my body will go into fight or flight over something that my brain is like, that's not a big deal. I'm not stressed about that. Absolutely no. But my body has a reaction of stress. And so the best thing to do is release the stress within your body. Right. And there's also like body scans where you just kind of like envision going down your whole body and just relaxing every muscle as you go down it. And this is partly why I mentioned massage before. Because I used to try body scans whenever I was doing like a meditation or some kind of like deep breathing. They would tell you to like, you know, and visualize like your forehead releasing and visualize your, you know, jaw releasing and vision your shoulders releasing. And they would like go down the whole body and be like, release this muscle, relax this muscle. And I was like, I don't know how to relax my muscles because they were holding so much tension that physically had to be worked out. Okay. So if you can't do a body scan, if you can't do a relaxing exhale and feel like actually relaxing the muscles, if you feel like you don't have control over relaxing muscles, you probably need to have those worked out with a massager or a massage or, you know, whatever. And that is why I mentioned massage beforehand, because this was something that I couldn't do until I actually felt what it felt like to have my muscles relaxed. So there's that. I'm learning so much more about like the nervous system, and part of that like generalized anxiety disorder mentioning, it's really very nervous system linked, and the way my body will react to something that my brain isn't reacting to. It's very exciting to start to understand some of these things and how they work together. And I am excited to share more about that. But I don't fully understand it yet. I'll be honest. I think I might end up like enrolling in a course for like somatic trauma and nervous system, whatever's. I don't even know all the words for things yet. I'm so new to it. Like in the last like 2 weeks of trying to understand it. like I've heard nervous system a lot, and I've been like with this intention of relaxing my nervous system. And intuitively, I've known things that I know are good for the nervous system, but I haven't fully understood any of it yet. So I am excited to learn more. And as I learn, of course, I will mention these things to you and share with you what I'm learning, what is helping, what is working. But there's so much more beyond just mindset, which is what I have really been hard focused on for years, because it was my thoughts and my beliefs that were so jacked up that I wanted to end my own life 4 years ago now. And, you know, I've really conquered that and overcome that. And I've really learned how to manage my thoughts, and I've learned how to shift my beliefs. But there was still, you know, still cogs in the gears. Something was still off and not working, and I was still struggling with stuff. And it's because on the opposite side of, you know, the flow of how everything moves through your body and moves, you know, the opposite side of it is nervous system. And so it's like the big thing to talk about now is nervous system. I have a feeling we're gonna like throw mindset work out and just focus really hard on nervous system in the like growth coaching industry. And I'm gonna, you know, say right now, I'm not throwing the mindset out. I think we've got to be working on all the different parts of the loop. Like I was just in a Kate Northrup's wide receiver workshop, and she showed this visual where it's like a cycle of how everything like kind of exists within you. And yes, I know we're getting into a segue now, but it is relevant. And it's like at the top of this circle, there's emotions, which then feed into your thoughts and beliefs, which then feed into your actions, which feed into your results, which feed into your nervous system, which feeds into your emotion. So as we're going like around this whole circle, a lot of times one camp of, you know, growth or whatever will rest in one of those. Like I was very well rested in the mindset. I was very much not in the emotions because I was super shut off from my emotions. I didn't want to hear them. I didn't want to listen to them. But guess what? Emotions are your body, your nervous system, turning into your thoughts and beliefs. That's your body communicating with your mind, right? And then there's your actions, which create results, which, you know, would be like the productivity experts and all of that. Your health and wellness, like your habit coaches and things in the actions, which lead to results. So I think we need all of it, honestly. I mean, it's a big cycle. We're supposed to experience all of these things. And I am honestly new to emotions, which is why I focus so hard on the thoughts and things. But it turns out it was the emotions leading into thoughts and beliefs. So having a new kind of understanding of stepping back and seeing how this cycle works, I am very excited to learn more and to dive more into this and to be talking more about all of these things on a different, on a new level, you know, aside from just focusing in on the mindset, because I've gotten to a point where it's like, no matter how much mindset there is, there's still something missing. But I do believe in starting with mindset. And that's not for everyone, because now where I am in my life, I need nervous system work big time. And nervous system into the emotions is kind of where I'm at. And there was a time in my life where actions into results, like I needed to just do more stuff. I needed to do things more strategically. I needed to save time, but have like a bigger impact. And so I've been in all of these different, you know, kind of weighted on different areas where it's like, I need help here. I need help here. But for sure, because I had mental health issues, it was the mental of it that I needed to start it, because those negative thoughts were so loud. I don't think it would have mattered anything I did in the nervous system area of things. It didn't matter. I kept trying to do, you know, results-based, action-based plans, and they kept failing. And it was because the thoughts were so loud, the negative thoughts, the bad thoughts that told me I couldn't do any of it. And, you know, it can be a vicious cycle or it can be a growth cycle, honestly. And so I'm excited to be able to teach from this new perspective kind of and go deeper on a lot of new different areas. And that being said, If you're on my email list, you received an email this morning about the Bloom Room. I mentioned the Bloom Room already. You can get into free membership. The link will be in the description, or you can just go to brittanyclarkson.com/community. There is a free community where we can talk about the podcast. We can talk about whatever, like replace social media with a small group sort of experience. And I'm really excited to be getting to know the women who are already in there. It's still like in beta. Like it's still so new, and it's really exciting to see what it's going to turn into. So get into that, get in on the, you know, ground level or whatever. I'd love to like meet you and see you in there and chat with you. That would be fantastic. And that the Bloom Room, you can join the community in there totally for free. And then you can upgrade. I just announced an email I sent out this morning, the option to upgrade into the group growth coaching program, where we will be diving deep into the principles of the Happy Mom Brain. So you don't need to purchase the Happy Mom Brain, though you can if you want the physical workbook, if you want to be able to jump ahead, if you want to like have it to have it. I'm going to be doing like coaching on the articles within that. And that is a $22 a month sort of membership service, which I think is just going to be so exciting to be able to do small group coaching for such a low price, because I've never been invited into coaching that was any cheaper than that. Like, no, like all mine cost more than that, all the memberships I'm in. So I'm really excited. And being small group right now, like, there's a lot of potential for one-on-one work within the group coaching for $22, which is unheard of. So come in, show up, help me build this to be exactly what you need in your life right now. Yeah, that's it. I love you, my friend. I will see you again next week.